Hello, it's Damien Wild here. I'm here with John Gravett, Head of Telecoms at Cluttons, and Sharon Aminoshe, Head of Offices at Lendlease. John, you've just been talking about the importance of connectivity to London staying open. London is open, it says on the beach just behind us, but connectivity is at the heart of London staying open.
It is absolutely, and connectivity is such a key part of that to take us forward, because connectivity is the driver behind how we use space going forward and how the future generations of built environments got to be adapted for the next 5-10 years.
And are we good enough at it?
No, at the present time we are scratching the surface, and we need to up our game in that, work more collaboratively between the authorities, between the built environment, the landlords, the tenants and the infrastructure providers, and create a better forum by which to collaborate and get the right output for the future generations and with 5G on the horizon.
Okay, thank you. And Sharon, from the Lendlease perspective, how far is connectivity up your agenda?
I think it's really important. I mean, we're very much into regeneration and large-scale regeneration. So looking at Euston that we've been fortunate enough to win recently, in Stratford that we're involved in. This is a 25-year project at the end of the day. So we've got to take it really seriously. Technology changes dramatically. Occupier demands change really dramatically as well. And if you don't keep current, then people don't want to work there. You link that with the co-working trends, increasing flexible working. And then actually people don't have to come to your workplaces if you're not offering them the right kind of product that they want. But it's not also just about the building. It's also looking at beyond the walls of the workplace, into the public realm, into the wider area. And from there, actually, it's very much about developers working together collaboratively, also with the public sector, with local government as well, to make sure that that's delivered properly.
Okay, and Stratford International Court is a project you've been on for a while. Euston is one you're yet to begin, and these are long projects, perhaps especially Euston. How do you factor in the technology that will be required on delivery when it's an area that's moving so quickly?
And I think it is actually very much being aware that it is moving on so quickly. So if we say today that this is what the technology of 25 years is going to be, you're invariably wrong. It's when computers first came into the workplace, they thought computers would get bigger and not smaller, and therefore they allowed more space for it. This is the same thing. So you've got to build in flexibility into your buildings, but also in terms of all the pipes and all the gubbins that go into your public realm and connect everything together. So you've got to allow for that change. But also work with people who will challenge you and actually say, are you thinking about the right thing? Are you current in your thinking? That also includes not just consultants, but also tenants. And we're lucky in terms of Euston, with all the life science and tech hubs around there, that we can actually draw from people's knowledge and interest in that area to keep ourselves current as well.
Okay, thank you. And John, you talked a little about how connectivity and staying connected was crucial if we are to thrive post-Brexit, perhaps survive even. What do we need to do to get ourselves into that position?
We need to very rapidly support the broadband side. You know, we know all the work going on with Openreach and Ofcom, but we need to really drive the broadband side, but then very rapidly at the same time overlay the network side, the infrastructure of the mobile operators, because they're meant to start 5G in 2020 for a 5-10 year program to have 5G. So it's essential we parallel run that really effectively, and that the built environment works very closely with those infrastructure people to provide that utility that we need.
Okay, John, Sharon, thank you.